Abilities in Pokemon are everything. That little bonus on top of the stats and moveset can be what puts certain Pokemon over the top, or keep them in obscurity.
Oh my god! Derek, stop doing it!
Since Generation 3, Game Freak has been creating Pokemon with their abilities in mind. Since the ability a Pokemon is given can influence what stats and moves they're comfortable giving said Pokemon and what role it's going to play on a team. Consider Garganical and Gigalith. They're both rock types with similar bulk and speed, but Garganical has an ability which prevents status, making it a better wall, and Gigalith has an ability which sets up sand, making it deal chip damage each turn and making it bulkier. So one is more offensively inclined and another is more defensive. The point is, abilities will make or break a Pokemon, but certain abilities will exclusively break a Pokemon. Over the years, Game Freak has implemented a number of Pokemon with incredible stat distributions and movesets at the expense of being given an ability which severely nerfs them and makes the Pokemon a far more niche option than anything. And that's for the lucky ones. Some Pokemon are just straight up unviable due to their ability and require extremely thoughtful team building and strategy to get any kind of value out of them. Today, we'll be exploring these Pokemon and discussing just what Game Freak might have been thinking when they created them. Anyways, if you enjoyed this video at any point in time, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. As a matter of fact, you should really just subscribe right now because I have a playlist full of content just like this that you can watch once this video ends. And if you think you're subscribed, do me a favor and double check because a lot of my viewers actually aren't. With that, let's get into the video. But not before I plug my YouTube channel memberships. If you click the join button, not only do you get access to bonus videos every week and access to my podcast with Jody Azzarelli, but you also can join my members-only Discord where we team build and discuss Pokemon broadly. You also get a badge by your name in the comments and in my live streams, and you get to see your name at the end of these videos. Lots of cool perks there, so consider supporting me with the channel membership. Now back to the video.
I find it really interesting how since the very beginning, since Generation 3, Game Freak has been experimenting with the concept of bad abilities. Slaking was introduced into Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire as a normal type Pokemon with equivalent base stat total as the box legendaries Kyogre and Groudon. Yeah, this is a Pokemon whose first form you could catch just before the first gym and has 670 base stat total. It's numerically as strong as Groudon and Kyogre, however, it does take a while to get to that point. It isn't even technically a pseudo-legendary Pokemon because it's too strong to be. It's over 600 base stat total. Game Freak purposely made it this strong and easy to access because it would come with the ability of Truant. This ability causes Slaking to only attack every other turn. While during a playthrough of the game's story, this isn't a huge setback as most Pokemon aren't likely to one-shot Slaking, in competitive, it makes Slaking nearly unplayable. Every turn Slaking doesn't attack is a turn the opponent is able to do whatever they want, whether it be setting up a Swords Dance, getting a Substitute up, setting up Rocks, Trick Room, whatever. It's an unpunished play 100% of the time. This is especially true in doubles because most Pokemon will run the move Protect, meaning they can simply protect on the turn Slaking can attack and move on the turns that it can't. This means that more often than not, there's no reason to run Protect on your Slaking, because using your turn to protect Slaking is pointless when it's going to be a sitting duck on the very next turn. That being said, Slaking's damage output is very impressive. It's got one of the highest attack stats in the game at 160, and combining that with 100 base speed means that it'll be able to safely land a double edge on most Pokemon. And the name of the game with Slaking is getting one-hit KOs. That's why the majority of Slakings will run a Life Orb or Choice Band. Every turn Slaking is allowed to move needs to be used to its highest potential. And more often than not, the best thing you can get out of a turn in Pokemon is a KO, getting one step closer to winning the match. But Slaking, most of the time, just isn't worth the effort. Yes, there is a particular Pokemon that helps circumvent most of the abilities in this video, including Slakings, but we'll talk about it when the time comes. And just like that, Slaking is obsolete. Well, at least today it is. Back in the day, most people would take Slaking any day over Regigigas. Regigigas is such a shame. While Slaking was nerfed because it's just a regular run-of-the-mill Pokemon running around with nuclear bomb stats, Regigigas is a legendary Pokemon. It deserves to have these very Slaking-like stats. Wow, the same speed, same attack stat. It's just a little bulkier on the special side. Very weird. But Regigigas was preemptively nerfed with the ability of Slow Start. Regigigas, for the first four turns it's on the field, has its attack and speed halved. No, not its base stats. Regigigas doesn't have 80 attack and 50 speed because that would actually be kind of usable. Nope, the raw number is getting cut in half. This means that at level 50, for the first four turns Regigigas is on the field, it's about as strong as a Delibird and as fast as a Paris. That's effectively 55 base attack and 25 base speed. Yeah, it's not getting anything done for those first four turns. And it's for this reason that most Regigigas in competitive, up until Generation 8, ran support movesets with Wide Guard, Thunder Wave, Knock Off, and Body Slam. Because while it'd take four turns to get value from Regigigas offensively, it does have great bulk and support tools.
Regigigas was able to sit on the field and spam Paralysis and defend partner Pokemon. And if it managed to make it through all four turns without being KO'd or being threatened enough to switch out, then, and only then, would you be able to start dealing solid damage with it. You might be wondering, why not just spam Protect every other turn so Regigigas isn't a sitting duck? Well, because Game Freak didn't give it Protect. Yeah, up until Generation 8, Regigigas was one of the few Pokemon in the game that couldn't use Protect for some reason. I'd imagine it was because Game Freak didn't want Regigigas to be able to Protect every other turn in singles and then sweep once the four turns are up, but why not? Fighting-type Pokemon exist and they'll have ample opportunity to switch in close combat before Regigigas even gets past its slow start. This was a genuinely baffling design decision for a legendary Pokemon. It was just outclassed by Slaking because at least Slaking gets to use its attack stat. But once again, we'll circle back to Regigigas later on. Going for the three-peat like Ray Rizzo and not the Kansas City Chiefs, Game Freak decided to make yet another Pokemon with a nerfing ability in Generation 5. Only this time, it wasn't the base stat total that was absurd, it was the stat distribution. Archaops has a pretty solid 567 base stat total, falling just short of most legendary Pokemon who have around 580. It is stronger than the Loyal 3 though, but that's not a very high bar to clear. Archaops' strength comes from how well its stats are distributed. As a rock flying type, it's got access to some of the best offensive moves in the game, like Rock Slide, Acrobatics, Tailwind, and Earthquake. With 140 attack and 110 speed, Archaops manages to outspeed the vast majority of Pokemon and threaten one-shots with its powerful attacks. Bear in mind that 110 base speed allows for Archaops to move before the likes of Landorus Incarnate and Urshifu Rapid Strike, while being in the same ballpark as Tornadus, Ogerpon, and even Whimsicott. Had it not been for its awful ability, Archaops would be a very prominent Pokemon in VGC today. With the ability Defeatist, Archaops has its attack and special attack halved if its HP is at half or below. What does this mean? Well, we'll do some simple math here. You know how Regigigas was about as strong as a Delibird? Well, Archaops becomes about as strong as a Hoppit. Yes, it does have some immediate value off of its great attack stat and the fact that it's likely to move first, but you're going to have to decide real quick if you'd rather use that turn to guarantee damage or try to get the Tailwind off. But keep in mind that Archaops has some pretty awful defenses, meaning that even a moderately powerful priority move can immediately cut its HP in half, and thus its attack stat. Had it not been for this massive setback, the value Archaops could bring to a game is actually really impressive. It's got a positive matchup into many of the top threats currently running wild in the metagame, but sadly, no such luck. Okay, this one feels a little unintentional. Galisopod is a Pokemon that has no business being nerfed by its ability, and in defense of Emergency Exit, it could have been designed with first impression in mind. You see, Galisopod is a water bug Pokemon with incredible bulk, solid defensive typing, access to a wide variety of support and priority moves, and its, at the time, signature move of first impression. This 90 base power bug type move has +2 priority and only works on the first turn the Pokemon is out in the field. I can see where Game Freak might have been going with this. Galisopod's ability of Emergency Exit causes it to immediately switch out from battle if it reaches 50% health or lower. So Galisopod could go for the first impression and immediately be forced out, allowing for it to go for the move once again when it hits the field. Only thing is, this Pokemon has so much potential outside of this very specific niche. This Pokemon has access to setup moves like Swords Dance, Wide Guard to help teammates avoid spread moves, and it even is a hard wall to Calyrex Ice Rider, one of the most powerful restricted legendary Pokemon in the game. But Galisopod's inability to stay in the field longer than one or two turns before switching means that all of these options go out the window almost immediately. It's simply just not reliable. Literally having no ability at all would make Galisopod far more effective in competitive play than it is now. Even in singles, it's forced to take Stealth Rock's damage more often because of this ability. Had Game Freak given it something like Shell Armor or Intimidate, Galisopod would be a high-tier Pokemon that could wall even the likes of Urshifu. But it's stuck forever living in a revolving door, a fate worse than death. Okay, now this guy is interesting, because its stats are nothing to write home about, and had it not been for a singular move in its learn set, this ability would be completely unnecessary. Toadscruel is the grass ground type conversion evolution to the Tentacruel family, and it's the latest addition to the Fun Guy Club, meaning it, of course, will have access to Spore, the only 100 accuracy sleep move in the game. Now, this move has been exclusive to slower, bulkier Pokemon in the past, due to the fact that giving it to any Pokemon with a base speed stat over 80 would result in one of the most annoying and broken Pokemon ever created. Toadscruel has 100 speed, meaning it's going to outspeed the vast majority of Pokemon in the game and be able to put them to sleep before they can even move. Combine this with Rage Powder and its decent bulk, and you've got yourself one very annoying Pokemon. Only, it's not super annoying, nor is it super strong. No, Toadscruel only has one ability, and it's made specifically to limit its potential on this front.
Mycelium Might causes all of Toadstool's non-damaging moves to go last in its priority bracket, as though it were holding a lagging tail. This means that its speed is completely pointless when not clicking an offensive move. On the upside, when it does click Spore, it will sleep even Pokemon with abilities that prevent it, like Insomnia or Good as Gold. But the trade-off just isn't worth it and makes Toadstool one of the worst Spore users in the game. Even worse than Shinnotic, the Pokemon that I know you forgot about until I brought it up to make this specific point. Grass Ground is a poor defensive typing that makes Toadstool weak to Ice, Flying, Poison, Fire, and Bug moves. So even its alright bulk doesn't get it much value. Toadstool never got a shot to be broken, Game Freak just said, yeah, make it garbage, but the dedicated Golden Ghost Sleeper, I guess. Yeah, alright, dude. Okay, what's this dude even doing on this list? Because he counts, shut up. Palafin is what would happen if Game Freak made poor balancing decisions for these nerfing abilities, but in the opposite direction. Palafin starts off each match in its base form with pretty subpar stats offensively and defensively. It's just an overall underwhelming Pokemon. Oh, that's fine, I'll just switch it out for something better, and good lord, what is that? Yeah, suddenly Palafin becomes this behemoth of a Pokemon just from switching out. It's got a base stat total of 650 with 160 attack. Huh, Game Freak really likes that number for these Pokemon. Like, three Pokemon on this list have 160 attack and 100 speed. Like, this is just an official genre of Pokemon now, right? Well, unlike the rest of these Pokemon, this dude is broken right out of the box. It got banned from Smogon OU and dominated VGC for months, until people realized that Gyarados was just a little bit better. Not only does it have access to Wave Crash off that massive attack stat, but it's even got Jet Punch, a 60 base power priority water move. Its damage output is absurd, and it's able to pick up one-shots on most Pokemon in Rain. Combine that with Terra Water, and yeah, there are almost no switch-ins to this thing. I'm not joking, this thing has literally no drawbacks after you swap it out just once. It's a very low bar to get this Pokemon going. Is it a very telegraphed play that's easy to predict, though? Yes, but good players can use that to their advantage and just stay in and take a KO with the baby form sometimes. Yeah, man, we gotta get Palafin out of here. He's not struggling at all. Go back to Ubers. Alright, let's address the elephant in the room, or rather the giant twin homunculus in the room. In Generation 8, Weezing and Galarian Weezing were given access to the brand new ability of Neutralizing Gas, an ability which turns off almost all other abilities. This includes the likes of Truant, Slow Start, and Mycelium Might, leading to players getting kind of freaky in the team sheets. Generation 8 Regigigas was moving like Prime LeBron James, Slaking remained useless because you should always just use Regigigas, and in Gen 9, Toadstool managed to make a very deep run at the Louisville Regional Championships on a team where Wolfglick used Weezing to allow for Toadstool to just spam fast spores and be a menace. And you know what makes turning off Regigigas' ability even better? The fact that other Pokemon that rely on their abilities, like Incineroar and Rillaboom, and even Urshifu, just don't get to use them anymore. At that point, it's just a pure stats contest, and Regigigas is never losing on that front. And with Toadstool, you basically still get Mycelium Might, since Golden Go and Insomnia Pokemon don't have access to their abilities. You can just sleep them. It's the best of both worlds. Weezing has led to a massive renaissance for these nerfing ability Pokemon, and will likely remain a consistent threat to competitive players for years to come. And I'm all for it. I love Weezing. Look at this dude. Look, he's friend-shaped. He's shaped like two friends. Okay, maybe they're not friend-shaped. I like Muk a little bit better. Give him the ability. But what do you think about these Pokemon? Were the lengths Game Freak went to nerf them justified, or could they have just changed up the abilities a bit more to make them slightly stronger? Let me know in the comments section below, and go ahead and leave some misinformation about the video down there while you're at it. Isn't it crazy how Mega Golden Go got access to Bad as Bronze, which gives all opposing Pokemon a Steel-type immunity? That's just crazy. Get on it, James Freak. If you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It'd mean the world to me. If you want to support me even further, you can check out my Patreon page or become a YouTube channel member by clicking the join button below the video. This gets you sneak peeks at future videos, bonus content, and access to my supporter-only Discord channel, where you can hang out and team build with other community members. You'll also see your name at the end of this video, like all these lovely people. Special thanks to my most boosted supporters, Avatar67, Ethan LaPointe, and Mori House, for their generous pledges. Another way to support me is to check out all the videos in the playlist on screen right now. I know you'll find something in there that you'll enjoy. I also have a second channel where I talk about the current VGC metagame trends, and a Twitch channel where I stream, both of which are in the description. Or you can just tune into my YouTube streams every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. CST. Except for today, because I'm still working on this video. Thank you all for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!